بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and welcome to another edition of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Let's listen to a question sent to us by one of the dear listeners, and then we will be back.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Today's question:
what are the benefits or profits of fasting during the holy month of Ramadan?
Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Murtaza Karimi, Islamic scholar.
In the previous programs, we referred to some of the merits and virtues of this holy month of Ramadan, and we hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among the people who make the most out of this great opportunity. And in order for us to know what a great opportunity we have, we began to mention and interpret some phrases of the sermon which was delivered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in a year in the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban, the month which is before the holy month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet talks about various virtues of the great month of Ramadan. For example, he says, O people, month of Allah has come towards you, bringing divine blessings, mercy, and forgiveness. شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ. This is the month in which you have been invited to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked in details about the features and essential elements of such a banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِرَامَةِ. In this month, you are made of those people whom Allah respects and honors. أَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيحِ. Your breath in this month are glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةِ. And your sleep in it is an act of worship. Also, he says, in the sight of Allah, this month is the best month, its days are the best days, and its nights are the best nights, and its hours are the best hours. O people, the gates of heaven are open in this month, so ask your Lord not to close them, and the gates of the fire are closed, so ask your Lord not to open them, and the Satans are in chains, so ask your Lord to not to dominate them over you. We also talked about the phrase where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, when you feel hungry and thirsty in this month, remember the hunger and the thirst and the thirst of the Day of Judgment. And we also said that it is also a great opportunity for the well-to-do people to experience such thirst and hunger which are experienced by the poor people maybe in the whole year. So it would encourage the wealthy people to pay more charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of the needy people. Today I would like to share some other narrations regarding the fasting and the other merits and virtues of the holy month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is quoted as saying, إن الله عز وجل وكل ملائكة بالدعاء للصائمين. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed some angels only in order to pray for the people who fast. I would like to address those Muslims who are few in number, but anyway, they are able to fast, but they have no justification. For no reason, they are not ready to fast during the holy month of Ramadan.
Each year, for 30 days, 1.5 billion Muslims around the world fast during the month of Ramadan. You may have heard about Ramadan as a time during which followers of Islam abstain from food and drink each day from dawn until sunset. But there's much more to this month than simply not eating or drinking. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar. Being lunar means, in effect, that within the span of every 30 years or so, the month of Ramadan falls in each of the four seasons, hence the just nature of the lunar system. Just imagine the month arising at the same time every summer or every winter. Which brings us to an interesting question. It's hard enough to abstain from food and water for a whole day. How do people do it in the summer? Not even water? Actions that Muslims are commanded to avoid during fasting hours include eating, drinking, smoking, and the list continues. Then they are free vis-a-vis these actions until daybreak of the following day. The time to break the fast, or in other words, to feast, coincides with sunset. It is often a fun time for families and friends who share meals and invite each other over for dinner or dine with their local community at a mosque or center. Obviously, there are exceptions. For someone with health concerns who requires medications throughout the day, fasting is not an option for them. In general, where fasting compromises an ill person's pace of treatment or prognosis, they are ordered to refrain. Other exceptions include pregnant women, nursing mothers, postpartum women, children, travelers, and seniors who either cannot tolerate fasting or upon whom fasting is harmful. Almost everyone else, fasting is fair game.
It's a kind of suggestion for you to listen to these narrations, prophetic narrations, the narrations from the Ahlul Bayt, to know that what a great opportunity you are just losing. So the Holy Prophet says, Allah has appointed some angels only in order for praying for the people who fast. وقال أخبرني جبرائيل عن ربه أنه قال. The Holy Prophet says, the Archangel Jibreel, Gabriel, has informed me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, ما أمرت ملائكتي بالدعاء لأحد من خلقي إلا استوجبت لهم فيه. I have not commanded my angels to pray for one of my creatures unless I have accepted their prayers for him or her. So first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, the Holy Prophet says that Allah has appointed some angels to, supplicate, bid-du'a, to pray for the people who fast. And then there is a guarantee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that when I appoint some angels to pray for, a creation, a human being, then I will accept all those prayers. So what a good reward for those people who are able to fast and they make most out of this great opportunity. In another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, من صام لله عز وجل يوما في شدة الحر فأصابه ظمأ وكل الله به ألف ملكا يمسحون وجهه. When a person fasts on a hot day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becomes thirsty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 1,000 angels to touch his or her face. ويبشرونه حتى أفطر. They give him or her glad tidings up to the time of breaking the fast when Allah tells him or her, ما أطيب ريحك وروحك. How nice you smell, what a pleasant soul you possess. أشهد ملائكتي اشهدوا أني قد غفرت له. O my angels, bear witness that I have forgiven him or her. Inshallah, I will shed some more light on this very interesting narration in the following session. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.